T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Hall of Fame writer, Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Kevin.
Now, if this wasn't pandemic time, we would be talking about strictly the game itself. However, COVID seems to permeate every walk of life and everything we do. And the Ravens had tested positive after their Sunday loss. And on a short turnaround week, they're at least depleted of their two top running backs. But as Ben says, is that necessarily a huge factor for the game, Steelers-Ravens?
Well, Larry, if you remember, we can go way, way back to, the AFC Championship game in 1976, and that's the team Art Rooney Sr. set, long proclaimed it was the best team he ever had, but they went out to Oakland without Franco Harris and Rocky Blair because they were hurt in the previous playoff game, and what happened? They lost. They couldn't run the ball. Yeah, it hurts. I mean, you take two of your top backs out, it doesn't help. What if they had Connor and Benny Snell out? What would you be saying?
All right, you don't have to holler at me.
But I want people to hear me.
Is this a trap game? Ed, is this a trap game? Are the Steelers looking past this game, looking towards that showdown with Washington?
Is that who they play next?
Yeah.
Just the Washington football team. That's all they are now.
Yeah, I get confused. I thought it was the Bengals next. But anyway, we're still hoping that they play the game, right? I mean,
right.
If this were normal circumstances, if this was just a regular Thursday night game on the NFL Network and not the big Thanksgiving extravaganza, this would be already moved to either Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, you're right about that. There's so much riding on this for the network because they're going to have people all across this country who are even remotely interested in football watching this game. It's such a marquee game that they're reluctant to make a change. So unless something dramatic happens today with the Ravens, I can't see them moving this game. Do you?
No, unless they come up with more positive tests. And, the Ravens, they're not going to be able to practice before this game. Of course, that helped Tennessee, I think, a couple earlier in the season when they couldn't practice and they went out and won.
But, it helped Ben a couple weeks ago, too.
Yeah, he didn't practice, and they're all worried, and he came out and was big.
Well,
he was
a 17-year veteran.
Yeah,
he's a 17-year veteran. You know, these guys, they practice for a reason. Like I said, same thing regarding the running backs being out there. They're their first-team running backs for a reason, and they practice for a reason.
Yeah, despite the problems that we can see, Do you think that just the sheer emotion of the rivalry pushes the emotion and the energy for this game?
Well, Baltimore's a desperate team. They have four losses. They've already been surpassed by the Browns in the division, and if they don't watch out, they'll be surpassed for a playoff spot. And that's a big deal because I think this year, if you make the playoffs, you've got a shot, even though Kansas City seems to be an overwhelming favorite. Look what Tennessee did last year. Went on the road, won two games, including one in Baltimore, and almost beat Kansas City in the AFC title game. They had a big lead on them.
They almost did win. We're with Steelers insider Ed Bouchette. Let's talk about the Steelers. They made a lot of comments about you guys, the sports guys, asking them all the time about the run game. The run game was a little better in Jacksonville, but the bottom line is they win the games. If you're 10-0, how much is there to complain about?
Listen, Mike Tomlin complained about the run game before last week. He said they have to get it going when they're going to concentrate on it a little more to try and fix it in practice. So don't tell us you guys. I'm not talking about you and Kevin. I'm talking about whoever's saying it. You know, we just reflect what's going on. Earlier it was Mike Tomlin and Ben getting upset a little bit or giving it back because they had not scored in, 23 straight opening drives. And then they scored, and they throw it back in our face. Well, we're not the ones who didn't score.
Eddie, that's true. But I like when this team plays with a little edge, you know, a little chip on their shoulder. Even though they're undefeated, they're still playing with that chip. I like that.
Yeah, it's a strange season. It's better this year than it was when they had all that locker room brouhaha stuff going on, you know, the drama years. This is much better. And, you know, Bill Cowher always brings this up to me and mentions it to a lot of people, how his first season here, the newspapers were on strike and they weren't coming around like they used to. They couldn't read all the stories. There were no stories. And I think it's similar this year in a way that there's nobody in the locker room. We're not stirring things up, if you will, or, you know, they can do whatever they want and they just have to do a few of these Zoom interviews. So I think it's similar in that way.
All right. Speaking of making the cut, semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2021 announced on Tuesday. Alan Faneca and Hines Ward are on that list. Will they make it?
Alan should. As you know, I'm one of the 48 voters, have been for a long, long time, and this is really frustrating for me. It was equally as frustrating when it took Jerome 5 years. When the guy has the credentials and doesn't make it, this guy made six first-team All-Pros, and I looked it up yesterday. Of the 27 position players who have made first team all pro six times, there's only two who are eligible and not in. And one was from Kansas City, retired in 75, and there's Alan Faneca. And he should have made it seventh because he moved to tackle. He moved to tackle unselfishly in 2003, and that split the vote, and he only made second team. Hines deserves it. I don't think he's going to make it. It saddens me because he was a great football player. He Super Bowl MVP, 1,000 catches, you know, 12,000 yards. He was the best blocking wide receiver in the history of the game, although I didn't see them play in 35. He's just not going to make it. He's never made the final 15. This is his fifth year eligible.
Ed Bouchette, read all about it. You've got The Athletic, and we'll talk to you next week. Ed, get out there. You got to get your 3 to 5 miles in, right?
Maybe 1 to 2 today, Larry.
Yeah, it's going to rain. Yeah, I see that. All right, Eddie.
I melt in the rain.
Keep the faith. Stop hollering at me.
Happy Thanksgiving.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.